I'm Katie.
I'm Kylie.
And this is
You're Not Paranoid.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Your hair is blonde.
Indeed, it has been for a while. It's kind of sad.
Wait, what? I was going to say, I meant to ask you when I saw you. Oh, yeah, by the way. Wait, first. I was going to do by the way, but before the by the way, the other by the way.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
Kylie.
And I'm Katie.
And as you already heard, and that's why you're here, you're not paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast. Welcome back. Hey, if it's your first time. Join the party.
Woo-hoo.
So I don't know if you guys heard, and this is what I was about to talk about, is that Miss Katie over here is a freaking A. Nope, that's you, girl, right there. Yep, right there with the cool You're Not Paranoid swag. Purple sweatshirt. Check it out. Oh, I was going to wear my hat, but my hair looks not so bad today. Speaking of hair, Katie's hair is not pink anymore. And that's what I was going to say is also Katie is a badass because I forgot to check your hair after you ran a freaking marathon. That was amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, it was blonde then too. It washed out pretty fast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jerks.
I know. So I have a lot left over. I think I might buy a bottle of like the darker one and mix it.
Yeah. You like ombre pink.
I know. That'd be cool if I was talented enough.
You're pretty talented, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, since it washed out so fast, I can experiment.
Yeah. Well, I just like the one time it's like too much and it's just
well,
like,
I mean, there's a couple little spots where there's like the faintest like little peach left, which
like
is kind of
peach
annoying.
Streak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches and cream. Yeah. I like that commercial. It's so weird. That was good marketing on their part. But your hair looks blonder than pre-peak. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Because I went to my hairstylist and I asked for pink/rose gold.
Right.
And she did. So, like, she is basically like two dyeing sessions in one. So, okay. She dyed it really, really blonde.
And
then washed that out.
Now.
Yeah. And then put the pink on top, which is also kind of like a washout.
Got it. For some reason, I thought it was a permanent. So, that's why I was like, how did it already wash out?
No, it's kind of weird, I guess, even at the professional level, like the dyes that they have for like colors aren't the same as like the ones they have for blonde, brunette, black.
They're like, we don't want anyone to get mad at us. Let's make this wash out fast.
Probably.
It's
I mean, a liability thing. Yeah, that's probably it. They also have like shampoos and conditioners that have the tints in them. I think you're supposed to use them to help you. But my hairstylist gave me a rose gold one. I don't think it really does anything.
I've heard that before from my hairstylist, not to throw her under the bus, but when I got my hair darkened for the wedding, I was like, but I have a blonder shampoo. She's like, it's all fine. It's the same. it's just color safe. I was like, oh. Why do they make them like red safe, blonde safe, brown safe, brunette safe, whatever, you know, like good.
Yeah, maybe for darker, it doesn't matter.
Oh, maybe.
Like using
but I was
a
trying
lighter
to keep
on a darker.
It dark.
Oh.
I feel like, yeah, maybe. I see.
Yeah, because I know
saying.
Like a lot of the like dyes, it says like not for brunettes, like the stuff you can buy at Ulta.
Yeah. Maybe it does. Well, especially if it's like the ones that have the bleach, not bleach, but like, you know, the like lemon juice to lighten your hair, like summer hair. And give yourself nice and streaky to get back to the 90s. Chunky. Everywhere. And then you'd be the opposite, right? You'd be like chunky, dark
brown
pieces everywhere. Remember when that was a look? The like.
I mean, I kind of have the look with like the dark roots coming in pretty bad.
But if you did like. Like my mom, fun fact, she's like the most badass chick I know. She has blonde on top and then like red underneath. Mm-hmm. She's had that. Remember, it was like a big thing in the 2000s when Christina Aguilera did that with her. She had like black hair almost, like dark hair underneath. So my mom never got rid of it. She's had blonde and red, and now it's become blonde, pink, and blue, I think.
Ooh.
But she's quite adventurous.
That's fun.
I forgot what hers last? It does. Hmm. But she also doesn't wash her hair that much. You know, I don't know how long it lasts. I don't see my mom like every day. I'm seeing her tomorrow because it's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers
Happy
out
Mother's
there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, you're a dog mom. So
we'll see if they give me anything.
Maybe they'll leave you a little poop treat.
Probably.
Yeah, same with my cat. I'm a cat mom. I thought you were going to say that, but whatever.
Does it count?
Well, my cat mom, whatever. And he definitely leaves me treats. But he'll like scarf his food and then it's like, bleh. He, like, bleh. But like in like a cat way. not like, what does she say at the beginning of all her songs? Like, this is tough girl stuff. Like, what does she say?
Oh, get out of here. Real hot girl shit.
Oh, real hot girl shit. Okay. Well, my cat is like, this is real cat shit. But like, it's actually in his litter box. And he's like, meow. He's like, meow. Yeah. So hopefully he leaves me something that's not so gross. As well.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Luckily he's indoor only, so I don't get any like birds or mice or any leaves brought into the house. So that's a good thing.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah. He does eat spiders though, very slowly. Anyways, that's another story for another day. Hey, your cat, I mean, one of your other dogs is like what she eats.
My dog?
The other dog. Not like Addison, your baby dog, Addison.
Addison eats poop. The other dog's poop. And now, like, if it's scarce, she eats her own. Trigger warning for more scarce? Poop. I caught her in the act of, like, making a fresh one and then eating it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to barf. Are you... Why?
Because it's better warm. I don't know.
How are you not grossed out by that? Did you almost barf watching her eat it?
No. Well, I'm not like, I think for me it's more of the smell than the action. So I'm like in the house watching and then I run out and grab her. But I don't get.
Like, what was your reaction? Like, oh shit, like don't eat the shit.
Yeah, and she's also, because it's usually like her last potty run before going to bed, like and I think she, snack? Yeah, she knows that I don't like to go out, and so she like just bets on me not coming out. So I'll be like, Addison, no, and she just ignores me.
She's just like eating it, looking at you, mm-hmm. like, blah, 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 blah.
Or like because the dogs
what are you
like
do
to
about it.
The little ones like to poop on the side of the house. And when she finally comes around the corner, it's like. She's licking her lips.
Dude.
She's nasty.
Maybe, you know, I just had a realization.
Hmm.
Oh, this is sad. Remember
that's why her
said
cooter's all messed
that
up?
She's home. She was homeless.
Oh, I was going
maybe
in a different direction.
That was
direction.
How she like, you were going a different direction. But you said you think she was homeless when she was a puppy. I wonder if that's how she got by. And so she's like reminiscing with her poop in her mouth.
Maybe. She's like, I'm hungry again.
She's like, this does the trick. Nighttime
maybe. Because there could have been like other animal poops in the park and stuff.
Yeah. And she became like, she's like, it's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm. Poor girl.
What would be her favorite though? Raccoon?
I think it might have been squirrel or the squirrels tormented her because those things, when she sees one, she goes nuts.
Yeah.
She's also fond of trash. So,
because
homeless
dog.
Probably
her homeless days. Aw. Mm-hmm. She's like, my friends, remember these times?
Remember when we used to share poop and trash together?
Maybe you think she's trying to attack the Skrulls, but really it's just like, hey, Jeff, how's it going? Like, yeah. Long time no see.
You made it.
You made it.
Look what so I did I.
Don't be sharing with anybody.
Aww.
Well, happy Mother's Day. So that was the that was the segue.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. So now we're here and we got through the week.
Yeah.
Right? How yeah. Were all your experiments better today?
I don't know. I just put on the last ones and left because they take like 2.5 hours.
You're like, we'll I see could what happens.
I could remote in now and look at them, but I'm not. I don't want to go in on the weekend, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you're like, what's the point? Like, it's just gonna, yeah.
It's also the thing where you're told you have to run all these experiments and they're due like in a day, because other people are like asking for results.
Uh huh.
And it's like,
and they didn't like. Remember, I think we were talking about this before, that like when my customers or maybe your coworkers, not to project, but when people get upset, it's usually because they're in the wrong and they don't want to admit it. And so they'd rather make it your problem and like be able to blame you. Mm-hmm. So for example, like that being like, oh, it's due in a day for these experiments. It's like, is it due in a day? Or did you just not tell me until yesterday?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, because I'm a natural procrastinator and I feel like that might be a trait.
I would not believe that for a second.
Really?
Yeah, you seem so on top of it. I never, maybe because you're so calm, I can't tell when you've procrastinated. I just assume you always like have everything under control. Because like when I procrastinate, I'm like, like I'm a bad procrastinator because I don't want to procrastinate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
I guess
I'm
if
like
you own
the...
it, then you're like comfortable in it.
Yeah, I feel like I just watched a TikTok or read something, I can't remember, about like why people procrastinate, and it like makes sense because some people need, so I think like my hormones are off, so like people need that, like, is it dopamine?
Yeah.
Like the dopamine rush of like the pressure of something being due. Yeah, so you like purposefully wait until like you get that. I think I'm very much driven by anxiety. I've been coming to realize. And so that's part of it, is like procrastinating to get to that anxious. Because if I'm like given a 3 weeks or whatever, I'm like, oh, that's fine. I don't really feel like work. Like, how am I supposed to work on it if I don't feel a rush of anxiety? So, but
I think a lot of people that resonates with, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I hadn't really realized why I was procrastinating. But anywho's, I think the science community also likes to procrastinate, or is like that same like mind space, or at least like
dead inside needs a thrill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only thrill that we get in our life is tight deadlines. Cause this seems to be like a common pattern of like, oh, hey, like, you know, so-and-so asked for this data like for like 2 days from now, can you run like 30 experiments?
Oh man.
So it's happened a couple times, but I mean who knows, like maybe they just like get to blame the like lowly worker in their like big men meetings. But
I told them and they didn't get it done in the 0.5 seconds that I asked them to, so
you know, women.
My gosh.
But yeah, I don't like get in trouble.
That's good.
You know
what
I mean?
You're also intimidating, like, not, this is not to be like in a rude way. I feel like you're the kind that bosses are like, is she okay? Is she not okay? Keep them on their toes. Like, I feel like usually it's the opposite where people are like, hey, is my boss like, are they wondering what I'm doing? Like, are they like, cool? Like, are we good? Am I performing well? And you're like, the opposite, where the boss is like, am I a good boss? Like, am I doing okay?
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. You would definitely make a very good manager in that way, besides all the other good qualities. But you know what I'm saying? Like, keep them guessing, keep them on their toes. Like, everyone's just like, did we do a good job? And you're like, yes, I said that. And then they're like, yeah, but is that like for real?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that was like the first year and a half of our friendship. I'm like, we're cool? Everything good? Okay, cool. Nothing happened, but are we still good?
Mm-hmm.
We're still good, right? Thinking about it.
Oh, I'll ponder it.
I know. See, that's perfect. Like, it's like, you're so good. I'm like, it's fine. It's good. It's fine. I use emojis for everything. I'm like, give me positive affirmation. Katie's like, okay. I'm like, okay, she's not mad. It's fine. That's just how she talks. That's just how she texts.
Yeah, I saw another TikTok that was kind of good for people that are anxious about work.
Yeah.
It was like, it kind of seems simple, but she was just like, I've learned to like tell myself, like, if you're feeling like, oh, are they mad at me? Or like, oh, did they do this? Like, nothing is a problem or a feeling towards you unless the person says it. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah,
duh. But yeah. I find myself a lot of times like projecting things onto people. And it's like, mm-hmm. No, actually, unless they say something, then you're fine.
Yes. And also, even if they don't say anything and like in reality they are mad, you can't do anything about it if they don't tell you. So it's exactly the point.
Yeah.
And if they're passive aggressive, then don't be friends with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the, you are.
Yeah.
Like the quote that, what is it? Other people's opinions are none of your business.
Ooh.
Or like, yes, other people's opinions about you are none of your business.
Yeah. Because nothing can be done about that. Mm-hmm. Another one I heard was, you don't like everybody, so why would you expect everybody to like you?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true for myself. People either love me or they're like, where do you fall? Just kidding. Let's circle back to that later.
Leave it in the comments below.
I'm a co-host, but that's fine. Leave it in the comments. Does Katie secretly hate Kylie? No. Everybody vote now.
It's fine.
You know, I was gonna say, can you hear that, by the way? Oh, good.
The ghost screaming?
It's just my husband yelling in the garage. I'll come back to what was I even gonna say? There was something else, but I just wanna say this because it's about men in garages. Someone made a joke, I forgot who it was. I have to look it up later. The stand-up comedian who made a joke that every time, I'm butchering this, but it's fine. Whenever other guys see dudes in a garage, like at their workbench, it's like a magnet, like they have to approach. And they're just like, hey, like, what are you doing over there? And like, literally, as my friend was telling me the joke and we were in our garage, one of our neighbors starts walking over to us.
No
like, hey, what are you guys up to? Literally, I was like, that is so funny. It is. Nice. You just stand there in your garage with the garage door open and there's like gravitate. It's like an invite over without the invite itself, you know? Mm-hmm. Dudes gravitate towards garages. It is what it is.
I will say, speaking of husbands and garages, that reminds me of that TikTok where the person with the Home Depot sound in the background. And it was like when your plane has like is being fixed and then all the dads are like at the window, like talking about like what could be wrong with the plane.
Oh my gosh. It's those so ones funny. Get me.
And they're like all dressed like the stereotypical dad.
Yeah, just like jeans or cargo shorts, New Balance shoes, and like a polo and or just like t-shirt tucked in with a belt.
And you're all
like,
the,
what are you? Yeah,
the they're just folded like, and just like, what do you think's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was on a plane once when I was in a metal shop back in high school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of engine do you think's in there?
What kind of they always know everything about everything.
They do. I thought it was just my dad. I was like, and then, okay, here's a good one. I don't know if your parents have ever said this to you, where he's like, when I was growing up, he's like, you don't know that? Like, about whatever it was. I'm like, I'm sorry. Whose job was it to raise me? Where else am I supposed to get information? By the way, this was like back when Google was brand new and literally like, not everything was on the internet. You had to go read a book.
You're like, also like, I'm five. So no, yeah. I don't know.
He like made fun of me for not knowing how to use a can opener. I'm like, you don't buy anything. Like, obviously, like, I know now, you know, I taught my husband, mm-hmm. but it's cool. Yeah, but it was a little bit of a time before I knew how to use a can opener. But when they judge you for not knowing how to do something, I'm like, this was your job. Don't blame me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when you're an adult, it's a little different. You have options and choices to learn. Anyways, I thought that was funny, but maybe you didn't. That's okay. That's fine. Okay, so the thing I was going to say really fast about confidence was I was listening to Kathy Heller podcast, and I actually listened to her just as her. I was like, she's like doing her thing, proud of her as a person. She sounds great. She uses the word juicy a lot less, so that's that's good.
She's still talking about the whatever retreat.
Yeah, now it's her own retreat. So she's doing one, and that's pretty cool. So she's like leveling up in her own game, right? It's like, it's that thing where she's trying to help other people get there. And then she also is getting there with her own business by helping people get there. So it's pretty cool. But what I was going to say is something that she mentioned, and this is where it all ties together, I promise, is she was like, we need to, like, I come across so many women who are so smart, blah, blah, blah. And yet they don't think they can do it, or they don't believe in themselves, whatever it is. And she's like, we need to remind you that you have a like HBIC in there. Like, you got to find her. She's like, when I'm talking to the person right now who's saying, who's second guessing themselves, this isn't the person I know you, like, I need to be talking to right now. Bring her, the other one out. Bring the HBIC out, because that's who I want to talk to and get this going with. I know that you're there. And I was like, I like that. I like that. I like that. So then this week, someone in one of my classes was like, I mentioned I do jujitsu. And this is not to like brag, but this is just to make me feel good and also maybe help other people feel good. What did I just say? Help me feel good? To share how I help myself feel good, I guess. That sounded like I was bragging still. Anyways, you get what I'm trying to say. I mentioned I do jiu-jitsu, and they're like, dang, you're a badass. And I was like, like, I'm not really, it's so normal for me that people already know I do jiu-jitsu that when people say something about it, I don't really like catch it until they say it, spell it out like that. And then this week I got myself to the gym a little bit more, and I was like, you're going to go to the gym because you're a badass. I'm like, yeah. And then I just kept telling myself, like, get it, girl. Like, you're a bad, like, it sounds stupid, but I was just, instead of, and then I realized you hear a lot of don't negative self-talk, but you know what happens when you keep highlighting the thing not to do? You do it. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, oh, like, don't mention that thing that happened to her. And then you're like, oh, but how was that thing that happened to you? You accidentally gravitate towards it. So then I stopped thinking negative. I literally just said, okay, no more don't think about negative, because I'm going to keep doing the negative because I'm thinking about not doing the negative. So now I'm just going to say, you're a badass, you're killing it, keep going. And it feels way better.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with, is the
negative. I know,
negative
and
self-talk.
So have I. Because I'm telling myself, like, not literally telling myself, but I think the thoughts that go in when I'm not muffling them is like you can do it, but are you doing it? Like, it's like very passive aggressive to myself, muffled. And so I don't even know I'm doing it until I tell myself, like, yeah, girl, yeah. Like, and listening to like Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, you know, like Beyonce, like listening to all these female artists that are like empower yourself. Britney Spears, Rihanna. Like, I don't know. I just like at the gym, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Feeling it. Go, go. Missy Elliott. Like, I don't know. Something about it. It just made me feel like if they think I can do it, mm-hmm. then I can definitely do it. Like if they're doing it, I'm doing it. Like we're doing this together. And it's just like me at 5 a.m. at the gym, like on the machine, but like listen to, you know, Megan Thee Stallion singing body, yada, 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 yada. And I just want to like start dancing in the gym.
Nice.
Anyways, that's my story.
I like so it.
Let's remind ourselves that like we actually are badasses. And instead of instead of no negative, just like double down on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the space. Because if you're talking about positive, you can't talk about negative, right? You can't coexist. Mm-hmm. And that's my thoughts for this episode.
Yay.
And that's all. Thank you for coming to my show. Good night. Just kidding.
Golf clap.
I saw someone the other day, like.
That's awkward.
Yeah, super awkward. Anyways, shall we jump on in?
Let us begin. Chapter one.
What are we talking about this week, Miss Katie?
I don't know which one are we talking about. I feel like you always ask me.
Because I talk too much.
But if you're always the one asking, then I can be the one to ask this time. AKA, then I have to choose. So then if I ask you, then you have to choose. Because I don't want to choose.
I know. Okay, you don't want to choose.
Well, what are we talking about this week?
This week, I know, and then the next 15 minutes, all they did was talk about who's talking about it.
No, you go. No, you go. You go. You go. No, you.
Well, knowing the timing of this evening, I'm going to say we should start with Desire Vibed getting assassinated.
Hey, let's go.
Which, the reason I thought about that.
I was wondering
meowing.
Why.
Yeah.
Did you survive an assassination attempt?
No. So that was one of the things that crossed my mind is that you only are assassinated if you're important. Like you're murdered if you're not as important.
That was my first thing.
Perfect. We'll jump right in. But yeah, that's what got me. So I'll tell you the backstory. That's what kind of got me started. And also for AC, which we're just going to say is acting class. For AC, we're doing a script right now from Grove.
Uh-oh.
As my pen tries to assassinate.
The pen has left the chat.
That was scary. It's called, I think it's called Gross Point Blank. And have you heard of that?
No, it sounds like what I tell myself when I look in the mirror.
Oh.
Speaking of negative.
Oh my gosh. No, we can make like light jokes, but not like
I'm
negative.
Kidding.
Katie's like, for now. No, that is hilarious. That's a good one. We're doing the movie Gross. I think it's called Gross Point Blank. Yeah. And it's about, I think it's a comedy. The scene we're doing is a comedy where it's an assassin. It's an assassin who's like great at his job, but he's having all these like he's starting to have some issues where he's missing his targets, and which is bad, right? Because if you're an assassin and you miss your target, you're either going to get found out or get killed by the person who's finds out that you try to kill them, or you get caught and then you're like life's over anyways. So the assassin goes to a therapist to like get things figured out. And like the biggest problem is that he needs to know whether or not he wants to go to his high school reunion.
Is this the Bill Hader
like
show?
Already,
Is this the Bill Hader show?
I don't think so.
Because I thought there was, it's a movie.
It's an old movie, I think.
Never mind.
That one's called Barry.
Yeah, have you watched
right?
it?
The Bill Hader one on HBO. No, I just keep seeing advertised on HBO Max, and I kind of want to watch it because I like Bill Hader.
Yeah, I was just looking that up. So I was like, what are the odds? Unless maybe that show is based on the movie. Yeah, it's called Maybe, Barry.
But it's a different name. The characters' names are different. But long story short, that's it. That's like, so then we're talking about assassins in that scene. I'm playing the therapist, of course. And it's like, I don't want to see you. And he's like, I need help. I need to know if I should go to the high school reunion. And every time we try to get into his problems and like figure out why he's having all these issues and like missing his targets, even though I'm not supposed to know about it, because you have to report that if you know people killing people. Every time we try to get into it, he like changes the subject into something else. And then I'm like, let's get into it. He's like, changes the subject. So then the whole thing is just like cat and mouse.
Have you seen Lasso?
No. What's that?
Oh. The Ted Lasso on Apple with the Jason Sudeikis, the soccer.
Mm-mm.
Oh. It's the only thing that kind of reminds me of is like the whole therapist stuff. Oh. It's not really a spoiler, but yeah, never mind. That's a good show too. You should watch
I'll check it out. Katie made a recommendation. Soft clap. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good job.
It's really good.
But that's good to know. That's what got me thinking about assassins is is from AC, and just wanting to wonder if people actually survive sometimes. And they do.
Indeed.
They do. But they also don't. So
that's not funny. But
it's not funny.
No, I don't know why I laugh, but
it's okay. People laugh when they're uncomfortable. It's a thing. I do it too. Because it's like that's their job. So it's awkward. It's like an awkward conversation because sometimes, and this is where I was realizing too, and we'll probably get into it, but like sometimes like an assassination is all in context. Because it's for, let's just go into it. Okay. So assassins, what's the difference between assassinations and I'm also going to unplug whatever that is. Yeah. So I can plug my computer in. The difference between assassination and murder. Cause I have that broken down as well.
Yeah. So when I was trying to like Google assassination attempts and stuff, like murder kept coming up too.
Yeah, like, so I also felt like such a creep.
Yeah.
Googling these things.
But at least it wasn't like how to. I didn't find any wiki hows on sure. how to assassinate someone. But yeah, it's basically just like assassination is of someone of importance, like a prominent person in government mm-hmm. or head of a political faction or something, and it's done for political or religious reasons or political mm-hmm. gain. And a murder is a person killing someone of little or no worldly importance.
No, it's so sad. Sorry, it's funny because this is what I'm learning in comedy. It's when you're saying the opposite of what is. Like you're saying it like calmly, but it's like super sad, you know? That's what makes it funny because it's like, what? yeah. I wonder if we're on the same website.
I don't remember where I got that from, but there was something like learn English or something. And it was like trying to say the difference.
This one is from differencebetween.info.
Oh, I think I saw that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very helpful. They just listed out the difference. Yeah, you just said it all. Good job. The biggest thing being the reason, essentially, or like the motive, like you said, why they're doing it. And what I was going to say is assassination is so awkward because depending on the context, it could be a positive thing or it could be a negative thing. Now, killing people is not a good thing. But when it comes down to like dictatorships or people who are really, really horrible, is the assassination necessary? Am I allowed to ask that? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where does the line get drawn? You know?
Yeah.
I think you're not supposed to kill people no matter what.
Yeah,
but not everybody agrees with that. That's why we have the military and there's people that do that, right? There's like snipers and like.
Yeah, I don't think the U.S. has a very good record of assassinations and then making things better. But that's right. Just my opinion. But yeah,
and like even in different countries, right? Like they'll take down the like a terrorist leader, but like to one, and that's what I was watching a video. They're like to this group, that person's a terrorist, but to the other person, other group, they're like liberating the people. So that's what I'm saying. So just kind of like it's interesting in that the concept of assassination, it's not so defined as murder. Like murder is murder. Like there's not like, but it was like, okay, murder, you know, it's just like they killed that person on purpose versus like you were saying, like I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe I'm like an awful person for saying that, but that's just, I find that very interesting that there's more behind it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing when we're talking about like when you break down like war and battles, it's kind of like state sanctioned murder.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day too, when like kings and queens would actually fight with their like troops and stuff. So like, is that assassination if you like find them on the battlefield, or is that just, you know, whatever?
Part of the battle. It's very weird. The world is weird, is what I'm coming to realize. Like, what is considered okay? So I kind of went down a couple of different roads.
All right.
I'm curious the roads you also followed.
I took very high overview. So I don't really have specific stories.
Perf, because
like,
I have...
like. Deep ones. I just kind of have like shapa.
My baby. Yeah, I have like that too. You know that song? Shapa.
No.
Okay.
It sounded bang, like that song. That one?
That's not right. See, now all I have to do, I'm figuring out what makes you laugh. It took me like 5 or 6 years. It's the me doing what you do to me naturally is what makes you laugh, and it makes me scared. When I'm like, okay, and then you start dying of laughter, and then you're like, okay, and I'm like, oh my god, she's so mad at me right now. It's fine.
See, it's because I'm joking.
I'm realizing based on what you laugh at, I'm like, got it. Nailed it.
She nailed it. You can be that.
Okay. So that's way worse. I thought that was my cat tickling my foot, and then he's not there. So that was not cool. That was cool.
Ooh, that just gave me a little shivers.
It was the ghost of the person we're about to talk about.
It's like, you no, better get it right, be really bitch. Weird.
No, because that was Martin Luther King.
Oh, oops.
This is a podcast where we're not being just, this is not, obviously, we're just, we laugh when we're uncomfortable. So, okay. I did not know that prior to Martin Luther King Jr. being assassinated. Did you know this? 10 years before he was actually murdered. Did you know he was stabbed with a letter opener?
No. Yeah. To be fair, I feel like I was never taught much about his actual like life. It was just kind of like a few speeches here and there.
Right. Like not, and I agree. And that's where I was like, am I a horrible person for not knowing these things? Like, while signing books in Harlem.
Jeez.
This was in 1958. So he was assassinated in 1968. So while signing books, this crazy bitch shows up, and she thinks, she's obviously mentally ill, and she suspected that Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to conspire with the communists. And she grabbed a letter opener and freaking stabbed him in the chest.
Jeez.
And he had to go to the hospital for several weeks and had emergency surgery. And then apparently he actually talks about it in some of his, I don't know which book, but he talks about it in a book about him surviving that. But I'm like, can you fucking imagine being stabbed? And I just bought a letter opener on Amazon. Like, oh, those things are sharp. Although the one I bought is not supposed to cut you, but typically they're very, very, very sharp. And that's like a really horrible, that thing's deep. Like you.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
I never heard of that.
No, I didn't either. And so I was like, what? Martin Luther King Jr. is on this list. Like, I know he passed, but, or was murdered, but also like, what? So he did. He survived that before that happened. So I was like, that's insane. Didn't know.
Wow.
And then to keep, at that point, I feel like I would be like, I'm good. Like, maybe I don't need to be in the limelight. Not in the limelight, but like,
so close,
literally
like
sacrificed.
Meet and greets type of right. things. Yeah,
right, exactly. And then, you know, his life got taken. It's like there's just not, yeah, none of it's fair, but this is mind-blowing to wow. think there was a pre before that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one, but did you want to go first?
Sure.
Because well, you can see mine are pretty high level as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of went the similar route, but just like a little bit more obvious with the U.S. president.
More obvious. Oh no, so, I bet you we have the same one.
Oh no. Well, I just went like I was like I have like this very high level stats of like all of them.
Okay.
So if you have like a specific one.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Should I keep going?
Yes.
All right. So there was a website, I don't remember which one, that was talking about like, and who knows about the record keeping on this, but it was like who has survived the most assassination attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this on a couple different websites, and they
I saw those
that,
too.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. Fidel Castro supposedly mm-hmm. had survived over 600 attempts. I'm like, that's pretty crazy.
Just like constantly, like,
yeah,
that's like for two, that's almost 2 years straight.
Yeah,
if you were to put it into time.
Yeah, so sounds fun. Wikipedia also was interesting, has a page of a list of heads of state or government who survived assassination attempts going back to 227 BC. And that was the king of Qin in China. But that's interesting because a lot of the really early time guys and gals are, like mm-hmm. we were talking about, like different monarchs. And it's also kind of sad too because it's like, that was like when like brothers, sisters, family like would go after you to try to get the crown.
Yeah. Like it wasn't just the gen pop that you had to worry about. It was like,
yeah,
it was, I feel like they're almost all, maybe it was always just inside jobs and then they're outsourcing to the gen pop.
Yeah. There's definitely people probably within that circle that wouldn't have been mad about it. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, how convenient. Now I'm the king. Yeah. But yeah, it's. Oh, duh. I was like, oh, Hitler's on here.
Yeah.
But he assassinated himself in the end.
But a lot of people tried to kill him as well. Yeah.
Did you see that Tom Cruise movie?
I mean, about there's a lot of Tom Cruise movies if you watch
the one
movies, so.
Where he was, it was one of the stories about the attempted assassination of Hitler from the, like, SS people, like an inside
it's
job.
Brad Pitt.
Is it Brad Pitt?
Talking about,
No, Glorious Bastards.
Inglorious.
Inglorious Bastard, whatever. No, it's
sorry, I'm just laughing at you right now.
I have seen that one though, so I feel like I'm doing pretty good. Let's see.
It is. You're like Tom, one per six.
Tom Cruise. Should I put Nazi movie? I don't know.
It's going to be all these like web pages dedicated to Tom Cruise. Oh, I probably have seen that actually. It sounds really familiar. I don't remember it though.
Yeah, it's Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg. He fears that Hitler will destroy the country if allowed to run unchecked. And it says, with time running out for Germany and the rest of Europe, von Stauffenberg joins a group of high-ranking men who want to overthrow the Nazi regime from within.
Oh, dang.
And he becomes a trigger man in a plot to assassinate the evil dictator. Released in 2008. There you go.
What year are we in? 2022. So 14 years ago.
Dang.
Yikes.
Yeah. So,
that's if you want to look at all I have seen it, but it's been probably a long time.
Yeah. That is the type of movie that I will have a slightly higher percentage of seeing.
Mm. Anything with history.
History, because I'm a nerd. Or
history adjacent, yeah.
Uh-huh. Ooh, the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you watch The Crown? I wonder if that's who that is. Oh, nope, that's not it. Supposedly, a British man fired 6 blank shots at Queen Elizabeth II as she rode down the Mall to the Trooping the Colour ceremony in London in 1981.
Wasn't it, because I saw something on that too, wasn't it like everyone who's tried to shoot her didn't know what they were doing? They either just had gunpowder and like no bullet. Like you have to have a, like for guns to work, you have to have a bullet.
Like well, this is 1981.
But if like, they don't know how guns work.
Yeah, there's surprisingly from like the stories that I've read, some people are just very lucky because the person has the gun and they're shooting it at them and just something misfires or it doesn't work. It's like, dang.
But it's also 1980 and they're not very good. Like you have to be like
in 1980.
Oh, 1880. Wow.
I'm like, I think they're like, okay.
I can't talk about things before the 1900s. No, in 1880, the guns were not good. Were not. I don't think if I,
oh,
I
yeah. mean,
I'm not a history person as we know, obviously, but they're not as accurate. So you could be, I think they were saying like the odds of hitting someone were pretty not great. Even if you're like perfectly accurate.
Yes, but this one, this is the current queen.
That's my cat. That was scary.
I'm talking about.
This was in 1980?
Queen. Yeah, the current queen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like ancient queens. That's why I was so confused.
No, silly. Queen Elizabeth II.
You did say 1980.
1980. But I was going to say, if you watch The Crown, there is a scene where some dude like breaks in. That might be like the 70s or 80s as well. Mm-hmm. And he like is just like creeping in her room.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she ends up like sitting with him. I don't know if he had a weapon or not, but that was, she diffused the situation very well. But I thought it was going to be that guy, but it wasn't.
Diffuses the situation of a dude in her house.
Those are two different ones. So she got shot at. And then another time, this dude, like, apparently you can just, like, break into the, whatever, Westminster Abbey?
Castle.
The castle, yeah. And he, like, scaled the wall and her window was unlocked. And then he just, like, was like, hey, what's up? He was very disgruntled and I think, and obviously like mentally ill, something. It's been a while since I watched it, but she kind of just sat and talked with him until like the morning. And then someone came in and was like, oh shit.
They're like, we should have checked on her sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah, that's
she survived. So that's good.
Yeah, that's another good show. It's a dramatization, but they do like the real, like historical events, which I like.
Sorry, I'm just plugging in my other thing. I'm listening.
Yeesh. It's one of those things where it's like, we're not taught a lot about English history. And so like the big event, and she's been around like the queen for so long.
Isn't she like 200 years old?
Basically.
Whoa.
It's interesting.
And that's like a compliment. Like she's been around for like literally ever.
Yeah, I think she took over. She was the queen not long after World War II.
I can't contribute any information to this to this conversation. Otherwise, you should watch completely made up.
The Crown. This episode sponsored by
The Crown.
The Crown on Netflix.
Ah.
And if people are interested, because she's been around for so long, each season kind of like skips, and this past season was people will probably be more familiar with. They brought in like Princess Diana and like the little babies.
Aww.
So that's also a very sad story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see.
Ugh. I wonder how the queen herself feels about shows being made about her.
Probably not a fan.
Especially based on how you're describing.
It does not portray very many of the characters in a good light.
Mm. I wonder who's like writing that show. Are they English or are they?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Find out, Katie.
I'm on it. Next episode. We'll have a tea party.
Oh, man. Correction Corner is going to be like, Callie said the 1880s. It was the 1980s. Guns were actually very accurate in the 1980s. Yes, she got shot at. That's all. Yeah, that's very. She sounds like a, knock on wood, a very lucky lady. All things considered.
I know. I feel like we're jinxing it.
Yeah, no, I knocked. This isn't real wood, though. No, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah. Nuts. Yeah, that's crazy. Did you have another?
I just have some, like, bloop bloops, but if you wanted to... The rest are about U.S. presidents, so if you want to do your...
I also have a U.S. president.
Okay.
I'm going to go first.
Do it.
Why not? So this one is... I want to get his information in front of me. It made me laugh a little bit because this is Theodore Roosevelt, who was the youngest person to ever serve as president of the United States.
Oh, really?
That's what historycollection.com says. I hope that's right. He was the 26th president. So just 6 months into his second term in March of 1901. Oh, no, he was 42. Oh, this is not the article I thought it was. Hold on a second here. Oh, here we go. So he was campaigning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, October 14th, 1912, for the Progressive Party. And while giving his speech... he was shot in the chest. And wait, where is the line? I have to find it. His first line was, quote, "Friends, I shall ask you to be as quiet as possible." His second line was, "I don't know whether you fully understand that I have just been shot." And everyone was like, what? And
like, then, they didn't hear it or something? Or
I guess, well, because it was loud, like, so apparently. Much, like, cheering. It was so loud. And he was like, hey, be quiet. Also, I've been shot.
Hey, by the way.
He like showed his shirt is like bloody. And they're like, what the hell is happening? So what did he say? So as he showed his like, not his hair, but like his bloodstained shirt, he said, quote, It takes more than that to kill a bull moose.
Oh.
And he reassured everybody. And what he reached
that was the so party.
Right. So then he reached into his coat and he pulled out
a gun and shot the other
guy. No, a bullet riddled 50 page speech. So his speech was sitting there. So it says, quote, "Fortunately, I had my manuscript. So you see, I was going to make a long speech and there is a bullet. There is where the bullet went through," holding up his paper. "And it probably saved me from it going into my heart. The bullet is in me now, so I cannot make a very long speech, but I will try my best." And he proceeded to give a speech with a bullet in his chest. Oh my God.
All 50 pages? That's too much.
Probably not. No. Really fast. Let's see. He was described. Okay, this is kind of weird. They described. Wait, I'm so confused. They said that he was like an electric battery of inexhaustible energy. And for the next 90 minutes, the president said, "I give you my word, I do not care a rap about being shot, not a rap."
Dang, that's probably a really bad curse word back in the day.
Probably. Although his voice weakened and his breath shortened, he glared at his nervous aides whenever they begged him to stop speaking or position themselves around the podium to catch him if he collapsed.
Only with the speech
completed did he agree to visit the hospital. So you're right. Ew, they have a picture of his shirt. Oh my gosh, I didn't actually see that earlier. What's your question? I'll try to answer.
So
this is from history.com, by the way. This is
like kind of like a pondering.
Right.
So he's like, "Hey, everyone, shut up. I just got shot, but let me just keep doing my speech." Did they like get the guy? Or it seems like almost he didn't even care.
Yeah, great question.
He was just like, "Hey, you can't shoot me."
Yeah. So then, let's see. The shooting occurred after eight. I'm just going to read this article from history.com. Shooting occurred after eight. Roosevelt entered his car as he stood up and waved his hat with his right hand. A flash from a Colt revolver 5 feet away lit up the sky. The candidate's stenographer put the would-be assassin in a half Nelson and grabbed the assailant's right wrist to prevent him from firing a second shot.
What's a half Nelson?
It's a wrestling term. I'm going to look that up to describe you.
I don't know if that was like an old-timey
it's a thing where you're trapped.
Kind of like a headlock.
It's a wrestling thing. It's more of like an arm, like a shoulder slash head block. I don't use it, but it's fine. Let's do this.
Half Nelson, everyone.
Half Nelson. Not to be confused with The Simpsons. Okay. Nelson? No, you don't. I forgot you don't watch TV. Okay. Back to History Channel. So then everyone was like, they saw the shooter and they're like, "Kill him." And then there was only one person, the coolest and least excited of anyone in the frenzied mob, was Roosevelt.
Mm.
And right. He said, "Don't hurt him. Bring him here. I want to see him."
Uh-oh.
Roosevelt asked the shooter, "What did you do it for?" And with no answer forthcoming, he said, "Oh, what's the use? Turn him over to the police."
Oh, I thought you were going to like kill him.
And then And then apparently there was like a dime sized bullet hole in his chest on the right side. He told another party official that he pinked me, which sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
He coughed into his hand 3 times, no blood, so he didn't go to his lungs, but he went to the hospital. So it was on his way to give the speech. And then he was like, no, get me to the speech. And then after the campaign, he went to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Yeah, the dense overcoat, the steel reinforced glass eyeglasses case, and the hefty speech in his right inner jacket pocket. And he was in excellent shape, blah, blah, blah.
Was he?
Well,
he was a pretty big dude, wasn't he?
Bull moose or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he described himself, remember?
Well, that was the name of his party that he was running with.
I thought he was also like a hunter.
So yeah.
He was part of it too.
I think he also started the national park system, I think.
That sounds
which is
right.
Kind of like, you know, because he liked to hunt, but then he also.
There's a thing though. Okay. So I don't know if people know this, but I have some friends who are hunters, but like apparently hunters are some of the biggest proponents for conservation because they want to keep them in their natural habitats and keep the hunting area preserved.
But you can't hunt in national parks. But I get the sentiment.
Yeah, I think I was thinking of something else.
No, but
mind me. You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm trying to talk.
The general conservation versus yeah.
Yeah. And wow, we should like okay. I'm gonna do like this. I'm gonna send these to you for later. So here is the picture. It's kind of graphic, but it's in black and white. This is the blood-stained shirt by President Theodore Roosevelt. Here, and then we're gonna go ahead and say, here's the hefty script.
Oh, there's a picture here. Of it.
Yeah, that's why this is not for fun. Yeah. Glad we went over this. Otherwise, it's just me like shaking my hands. And then this is the glasses case. I would feel like I would be like, sure, you just coincidentally have all this stuff. Like, no, for real. And then here's his like. Metal glasses case with a hole in it too, like here. Hooray cray. I can't, yeah, that's so crazy. Anyways, so yeah, he survived the assassination. And I don't like when you see articles at the bottom of web pages and you're like, ooh, that's creepy. I don't want to read that. you know those ones that's like, or they're like super
the
catchy.
Ones.
Clickbaity. Sometimes those clickbaity get me and I'm like, oh. I was baited and it's just like, this is stupid. And then more pop-ups pop up and I'm
my
like,
my dad
stop.
Always clicks on those. He's like, oh, did you know blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, where'd you see that, dad? And he's like, oh, it was the article I was reading. And I was like, you were reading about that? He's like, no, like it was at the bottom. And then I click and I'm like, oh, dad, they've
got
you.
Because he got to find out about everything. They're like, I don't know that thing. Got to click that.
So I could tell my friends at work.
Exactly. And my kids. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Right? Crazy.
50-page manuscript, the original Kevlar.
Mm-hmm. Plus a glasses case, plus this hefty coat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to me. Thanks. So I just went more back to presidents. Do you know how many have actually been assassinated?
For sure one.
Yes.
Oh, for sure two.
Yes, there we go. The other two
wow.
I didn't know.
Wow, I'm really horrible.
The other two is Garfield and McKinley.
I should have known McKinley because that is why Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest person because he took over for McKinley.
Mm.
I just read that.
See, there you go. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, though, JFK and Lincoln both survived previous attempts before actually being assassinated. So that's kind of sad. Lincoln's was just like right before being assassinated. But I have been to Ford's Theater
so much. Really?
I already bought the tickets.
Is it spooky?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You can go like to the box where they sat at, so you're kind of like walking the same path as John Wilkes Booth. And
Whoa.
then they've converted the basement into like a little museum, and so you can see like the what he was wearing. And then across the street is a museum now too. So they it was like a what did they call it back in the day? An inn?
Yeah.
Not like a B&B, but whatever. Or it could have even just been someone's house. I don't remember. But they
Yeah.
brought him over there because they're like, this dude got shot, and you know, there's not like police, like ambulances or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was more of like, let's keep him here, and the doctor will come to him. And so you can go and visit that house thing and see where like he died, I guess. And they have like the pillow and stuff. But
They kept all those things.
And they have like the gun
It
and stuff.
just makes you want, like, I know, like, I guess evidence. What year was this? I'm bad at history.
The 18, the early, well, it was shortly after the Civil War had ended, so that was like the
Right.
early 1860s. And I think it was right after he got reelected, or he was going to be. And they're
Because
like, nah.
I'm just trying to think, like, as those people who are like, we should save this pillow, like, this could go in a museum one day. Like, who, why, how?
Yeah, I don't know if it's probably more of like a souvenir type of thing, and it's just been like kept in the family.
Ew, I would
Is
be like,
that's what
please.
I'm thinking. And then at some point,
They're like, please take
they
this.
like keep it, like the Smithsonian, I think the one time we went, like the pillow was being like worked on or whatever to preserve it. But he was killed April 15th, 1865.
Wow.
But yeah, that's the Mike Birbiglia joke.
Uh-oh.
So we already bought the tickets. No. He talks about how he goes to this hotel and it has all these like Abraham Lincoln quotes on it. And one of them was like, whatever you are, be a good one. And he's like, really? Abraham Lincoln gets credit for that? And then he just kind of goes to make jokes like, you're a great dad, Abraham Lincoln. Like, blah, 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 Abraham Lincoln. And then the
Like
last
just
one
like
is,
the first person to
it's just
say it, yeah.
like random stuff. Like, he gets to have credit for all the quotes. And
Yeah.
then the last one is like, well, we already bought the tickets, Abraham
Oh.
Lincoln.
Shoot.
That was actually my first Instagram picture. Is me
We
outside of
already.
Ford's Theater with my tickets to Ford's Theater.
You're like, we already bought the tickets. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
But yeah, it's very, I don't know, I like history.
I'm
And
beginning to like it. I'm like, I'm
I think
trying.
you have to like go to these places and like see stuff. And then like the dark side of that whole story is,
Besides him dying.
well, yeah, I mean, like talking about like weird artifacts and stuff. Because that was, it's, Ford's Theater is like in the Washington, D.C. area. So at the Smithsonian in D.C., they had, or at least when we went, there was like an exhibit on Lincoln. And so then there's like a whole section on his assassination. So that was the first, like, it was a whole group of people that were in on the plot, and one of them was a woman, and so she ended up being the first woman executed. I don't know, like by the
Ever?
government or like whatever. I could look
Yeah,
her
in
up.
the
Her name's
US.
Mary Surratt. But they were all hanged.
Oh.
So then in the
Oh.
Smithsonian.
So in the Smithsonian, they still have their nooses.
Kind of. So she was hanged. She became the first woman executed by the US federal government, along with her co-conspirators. But the Smithsonian had their like the bags that they put over their heads, and their they call them death masks, but it's like the the molding or whatever. That like the plaster cast. Yeah. And they had a Lincoln's too. And his hands.
What's up with people and hands? I'm just thinking of Galileo.
They were very big.
Galileo's pinky. I believe it. Yeah. Well, didn't he have he had that condition where you keep growing.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought
it
was
tall. I can't know that and you not, Lincoln.
It wasn't in the exhibit. That's all my knowledge.
They're theorizing that the genetic disorder that he had was associated with Marfan syndrome. Did Lincoln have Marfan syndrome? Lincoln was not known to be loose-jointed. He was never known to have a heart murmur. Then why would he? I don't know. I thought my grandma told me something that wasn't right. That wouldn't be the first time. If dads know everything, grandmas sometimes don't know. They think they know.
Yeah, they tell more stories.
Everything they do. Genetic. It's two. Well, my dad told me this too. You know that thing? This feels very much I was just so convinced. Like, I don't know if you saw my face, but I was like, yeah, he definitely had something. And then you're like, what? And then I'm like, what? Because if you don't know, then I start questioning it. Dang.
Wow. It's like Washington didn't chop down the cherry tree.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of how I feel.
And Lincoln didn't have whatever.
Yeah, I thought he did. And it's like, that would be like saying like Lincoln's hat was not tall. And you're like, he wore a fedora? What? I don't remember that. We always wore
like
big
the
hats
first
in the place.
Baseball hat, yeah.
Dang. That's kind of how I feel right now. I feel betrayed.
I'm sorry.
See, this is why I don't learn about that in history. Because I remember it one way. And I'm so certain. And then it's like, wrong. And you're like, oh.
Oh. Have you seen it? That's another good movie. Lincoln.
Oh.
With Daniel Day-Lewis, classic actor.
Have not seen it. I do.
You might not like it.
It's
pretty boring. It's like pretty like
history. Like history in the making. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're just there. But it's good and it's long, so I would recommend.
You're not really doing a great job
convincing
me.
I will
like,
generally.
It's long and it's boring and it's about history.
If you like history, you will quite enjoy it. If you're not a fan, maybe watch Lincoln Vampire Slayer or whatever.
Or Lincoln Lawyer or something.
Sure.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's not about Abraham Lincoln. It's with Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Is that why he does the Lincoln commercials?
Yes, because he's the Lincoln lawyer.
Is it really?
Yes, because he drove a Lincoln and the Lincoln lawyer. That's why he's a Lincoln lawyer, because he drives a Lincoln and he's a lawyer.
Wow. And he's going to run for governor of Texas. Well,
okay, you know, I just realized this is we're like our own comedy. Like, you are so smart with your history and you're like, duh. And then I'm like smarter with my movies and I'm like, duh. Like yours is more important, obviously, but.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I would. I would say that's probably more important to know history. Yeah. But I'm working on it.
You can do it through movies.
You're a badass and you're learning.
Yeah.
We're learning. What was the next thing you had? Was there another?
Well, that was just the four who have actually been assassinated. There's 13 total that have escaped assassinations. And a lot of them are multiple times. And I just have them listed if you are interested.
Yeah. I did have the presidents on a placemat when I was 7.
Me too.
So I know I had the presidents, I had outer space when Pluto was still a planet. And
isn't it back
Pluto
in?
Was a president. Is he?
I don't know. I feel like we're being an abusive partner to Pluto.
It's like on again, off again. Mm-hmm. Yo-yo relationship. And I think I also had Was it chemistry?
Ooh, I
definitely
didn't know
the solar system. Definitely the presidents. And I would eat every day, and I felt like, well, obviously I ate every day, but thank goodness I ate every
day. Was that a thing? Is that a 90s thing of like getting the placemats out?
I wonder. They were like plastic placemats.
Yeah. We had like a stack of them, and me and my brother would like fight. So we had the presidents, we had ASL, I had ballet positions.
Nice.
And then I think we just had like general like Disney ones.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, okay, like set
like,
the table.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause like whoever got that placemat was like, they're going to learn the most or whatever. Or you're like, who was president?
Yeah.
Like, it was mm-hmm. like, it was like table conversation pre cell phones.
Yep. Mm. I wonder
That's
who else
kept
has
the conversations
that memory.
Going.
Comment we down should, below
okay,
what placemats
here
you
is
have.
An example of the placemat I had. Okay, my mom keeps everything. I feel like she would still have these.
Yeah, and like
I
the
doubt
Disney
she does.
Ones were like smushy.
Yeah, those
like
ones
little
cool.
memory foam. Like mm-hmm.
little ones. These ones, yeah, there was like the teeny.
But then there's like the plastic.
Yeah, I think mine had like a tiny give too. Remember like pushing on it.
Yeah, good. Oh, wow. That was like a total memory unlocked.
Yeah, like, and you have entered the next portal. Like, yeah, that was cool. Good times.
I want those placemats.
Here's an example of the planet one. Here's an example of the president one. Again. Bing! If you're not sure what we're talking about, go on our YouTube channel and watch this. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about it. So, now you know.
There you go.
Visualizing what we're talking about. And then you can see our faces. Or if you're Yankee. Meow.
Yeah. So the 13 are Andrew Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Theodore Roosevelt. We just learned about him. Hoover, FDR, Truman, Nixon, Ford. Which I think they did. I don't know if the whole episode was on him, but MFM, I remember they were talking about Ford. He was, it's really sad. It was like back to back almost, like a few days apart. And interestingly, is both women, two different women tried to kill Ford like days apart. And they were both like, had the gun and was shooting it. And it just didn't. Like, the one didn't go off. I think the other one, like, missed. And then both crowds and someone tackled the women. Oh, I think that's what it was because the secrets... He was, like, a former military dude mm-hmm. that tackled the second woman on the second attempt. And he kind of, like, became this hero. But then, like, he got outed. And so then it ends up being, like, a really, like, sad story about that dude. I think that's what the MFM story is about, is that guy.
Oh.
Anywho.
that went down the very interesting.
Yeah, I was like, coming to me as I was talking about it.
Yeah, no, it was good. I'm impressed.
Thanks. Carter, Reagan. Have you been to the Reagan Library?
I don't think so.
They do, like, there's like an exhibit on... his assassination attempt, because they didn't know like he was so that he was at first even hit, because the guy starts shooting and they like pull him into the limousine and they just like start driving away and they're like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then like they're like, oh, but there's blood, and he ends up being shot in the chest and has a lot of internal bleeding and almost dies.
Oh wow.
But he survives, obviously. Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, and Trump.
Whoa. Very recent. So,
yeah. I mean.
Like still happening.
Fortunately, I think George W. Bush had like. Oh, yeah. That was the interest. He was somewhere in the country of Georgia with other leaders. And someone. Threw a hand grenade that was like wrapped in a handkerchief so it would like detonate or something, but and like threw it at him. Mm-hmm. But then the handkerchief was also like keeping the safety employed or something, so nothing ever happened. But it kind of sounds like Obama's and Trump's kind of were more of like they stopped the plot before, like there wasn't any like active,
like it was more monitoring the discussions online.
Yeah,
or something like that.
There was like Obama's was
more
too
proactive. Sorry.
Like two, no, it's okay. Two white supremacists, like, we're gonna go and shoot a bunch of black people, and it was gonna end with Obama. And I don't know if it's like the Secret Service slash FBI or like both. Like they, the people monitoring the president's safety found out and were like, nah. And then they arrested them before anyone was hurt.
So don't Google how to kill the president or anything like that.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously, when I was doing some of the searching, I was like, I hope I don't get flagged by someone's database.
Like, I'm real interested in what classifies assassination. And then Trump's, I don't remember ever hearing. He was at a Las Vegas rally, and then a British national who had mental issues tried to steal a cop's gun. I'm assuming outside of the event. Mm-hmm. But obviously it was quickly like nothing stopped. Ever happened.
Yeah. But they knew that was his intention.
Yeah, because I guess he was like saying it. But I think he didn't get as, because he went to trial. I think it went like mental issues side of it.
Right.
And he apologized. That's what the article said. And like, it kind of sounded like he really did have like a flip of the brain.
Of the switch. Yikes.
Yeah. But I don't remember ever hearing about that or like the ones that I've been alive for.
Yeah. No, neither.
And I wonder if that's part of it. Of like not, like especially the ones like the Obama one where it's not even anything. Because I'm assuming it's kind of like the way people have stopped talking about, or like they've changed the way they cover mass shootings.
Yes.
So it's like
you don't want to give publicity because you don't want to draw attention or make people
or
think they're going to get
people
airtime or whatever. Yeah.
So.
Dang. Yeah, that would make sense. And like good on our whoever is doing that monitoring that they're keeping.
Oh yeah, I'm
tabs.
The U.S. president is probably the safest person,
yeah.
Especially in like modern times.
Like biggest target, but realistically, pretty safe. It's always an inside job. If something happens, it's always inside. That's how you gotta. I mean, if you watch like House of Cards or any of those shows, like I don't, but
ah, oh, that one's.
I've
good.
Seen a couple episodes. I know my husband always tells me that too. I need to watch it. I don't know. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, it's kind of one
just
of those things
knowing
where...
now what we know, it just kind of like, I'm like, no. It's that thing where you have, it's like hindsight is 20/20, but I'm like watching it as hindsight and I'm like, ew, you know?
Yeah, I never watched the last season because that's kind of like...
when it was happening.
When, like the in-between, yeah. And also, he... I don't like his. I think he's had a few court cases of stuff, and like the witnesses like mysteriously die.
And we should just talk about that next episode. That would be a good. I'm curious. Was that your list?
Yeah, that was kind of. That was 13, baby.
Dang. So I have a crazy assassin story. Of a dude I found. Online, obviously. Not like I researched assassins because I was like, who are these people? Why are they doing this? What's happening, you know? And I'm out of breath. Just like ran down the stairs. I'm like, this assassin. Okay. So I'm gonna move these up a bit. So there's this horrible man named, and maybe okay, this is that thing where you know, when we talk about like movies or history or life, and I'm like, have you heard of? And it's like someone really famous.
Oh no.
Like when I didn't know that Reykjavik is like the capital of Iceland, I still feel stupid. I was watching the flight attendant and they're like said Reykjavik like 7 times. I was like, okay, it's really common knowledge. Good to know. Now I know. So this guy's name is Richard
Kuklinski. Ramirez.
That's not funny. See, that's our humor. It's like, no. He was
sorry, can you say the last name again?
Kuklinski. I think he's from Jersey. And he, let's see here. So let's just go into his story. Like who is this guy? So this guy kind of caught my attention when I found a list of assassins because just like how ruthless and how insane and the time of when everything happened and whatnot. So this is happening in the ninth, starting as early as 1948 when he was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
So he was bullied a lot as a kid. This is not a justification, just background. Abused by his parents. His dad was an alcoholic. His dad actually abused the family so much that he actually murdered his older brother, like the assassin's older brother. So, and then the dad left because he was like, I don't know, obviously guilty and just left the family and abandoned them. And then the mom started abusing them kids more because they wanted to be a strict environment. And he was just overall horrible environment to be in. And then to take out his frustrations, he would like kill animals. So that's like red flag number 12. And then by the time he hit age 13, in 1948, there was a local bully who was just like super mean to him and mean to other kids, and he had enough. And so he stood up to him and he ended up killing him.
Whoa.
And this is 13 years old. It's insane. He's your child. And he ended up, this is like kind of graphic. So my face looks like this. This is 1948. I don't know. I just feel like to be 13 is crazy. I know the 1940s were not that long ago, but I feel like he's ahead of his time. He like pulled out all the guy's teeth and they chopped off his fingers so that they couldn't trace him because they didn't want him to track the hands and the I'm like, this assassin is ahead of his time, like for what he's doing. I know. That's why I'm like, this guy is like, what? Like you could use your insanity for good things. Like why is this being used for bad things? Anyways. And then he got the confidence after that and he got away with it. So then he ended up beating.
He got away with it?
He got away with it. Well, he didn't go to, he didn't, yeah. He like.
Wow.
He's an assassin, right? There's a lot more to the story.
Well, 13. So, oh, yeah. That's true. It's true.
He's 13. So as far as I understand. And then he went and beat up all the other local bullies who were under the wing of the guy he murdered. And so then he like beat them up real bad. And so no one messed with him ever again, obviously, because they're going to get killed if they do. And throughout his, you know, as he became an adult, he became known as like this super short tempered, really hot headed. Like if you mess with me, I'll like beat you up or kill you. Essentially. He ended up eventually getting involved with the Gambino crime family. And he was working with them.
Oh,
they're famous. I don't know them.
I know.
Very well.
I think I know who this is now.
Okay. Yeah. I think when I say the name, you're going to be like, oh, and this is why I'm like, is he famous? And everybody knows but me, but it's cool. So then the business they were in, one of the businesses they were in was, what's it called? Like not counterfeit. The thing when you illegally sell something that you're not supposed to like resell. I can't think of the word for porn. So they were
like embezzling?
Selling porn illegally, I think is what it was. But they were like, it was.
What time was this? Because porn could have just been illegal.
If I think 19, I would guess like probably 60s, 1960s.
So, yeah, it could have just been illegal.
There is a
like
word
in general,
for it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was definitely a word for it. Let's.
Isn't that weird too, like how that kind of person just finds like a crime family to like work for or be with?
Well, because they were already like bad people, and then they just like keep going it's like down they, that like, path.
They bad people just kind of like gravitate. Are drawn to each other. Yeah, gravitate is the word.
Gravitate.
I think
my assassin list.
My assassin list.
That sounds bad. almost there. My computer's going so slow. It's so mad at me.
Come on, computer.
Here it is. Okay. Pirating. Pirating. Not to be confused with pirate pornographic films. Lighten it up a little bit. Okay. So he was super scary, and actually he was 6'5", 300 pounds, like freaking scary. Wow. Dude. On top of the fact that he's also super violent, that's like worst of everything, and he like hurts animals.
Do you think that was part of his resume?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I killed someone at 13, killed a bunch of animals.
Literally, that's the scary thing, right? Like that's like he's just like he has no anything left in him at that point. I mean, after the like, not saying it's not to excuse or justify or anything, but like that's where he got, like that's what it got him, that's what it led him to. Everyone makes their own choices, but he chose the dark side. Mm-hmm. And he just kept going down it because probably because he had, again, not to justify, I had to speculate, it's like his family sucks. The Gambino crime family like adopts him in. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, he eventually became their favorite enforcer within the gang. And to test him, they literally said, they're like, we want to test your loyalty to us. So here's the test. And he's like, okay, whatever, I'll do whatever you want. And they pointed at a stranger on the street walking their dog. They're like, go kill that person.
No.
So he went up to him and shot him in the head right there. Point blank, like done. And then from that point forward, he was like in with the family. So like jumping into a gang or, you know, all that stuff, like mm-hmm. gang requirements, like that's been a thing. It's insane. And so that was like the first of his many things. He did many hits. He would kill anyone who crossed the family. And then they list out, they're like witnesses, cops, rivals, etc. He did this for 30 years, and wow. He says he killed over 200 people. And one of the hardest things about catching him was that he didn't have like the same MO. Didn't matter what the weapon was or the style. He used handguns, crossbows, sawed-off shotguns, blunt objects, knives, and cyanide.
Jeez.
And sometimes he would poison them by injection. Sometimes he'd put it in their food or an aerosol sprayer, or simply put it on their skin.
Wow.
And he got real clever in his ways to confuse the coroners, because this is the 1960s, 70s, when things are starting to pick up in the crime world and get more on top of these things, or like become more knowledgeable. And he would put them into freezers after he murdered them to confuse the coroners about their time of death. So then he would do that. So like he basically freeze them and then dump them.
Jeez.
And actually he would freeze them, it says, for years. So then they were like, not just like time of death, like was it afternoon or was it evening? Like literally, what year did this happen? They can't pinpoint him because where were you during that time? Mm-hmm. But where was this you know, that whole thing. And so he was given the nickname the Iceman, which is how there's a movie that was inspired by this, not inspired, but like, you know, not like in a good way, called The Iceman, and it came out in 2012. I actually have not seen it, but that's what it's about, is about him. And they finally caught him in 1986, so freaking in the 80s. Wow. Like, imagine, like, this man is at large in the 80s. And it was actually an undercover agent who got him. And the investigation, let's see. So they staged a cyanide deal and they went undercover. And then, yeah, like, wow, basically.
That would be scary.
Yeah. Imagine being that undercover cop and being like, I know this is him. Like, I have to keep my cool. And I'm trying to.
He must have been old too, like, still doing the work.
Well, yeah. So age three, let's do some math. 1948, he was 13. So he was born in 1935. So then if it's 1986, so he's like 51.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's still the 80. Okay.
Yeah. 51 is not old. Not,
yeah. Maybe for some reason, I was thinking how old he would have been now.
Oh, yeah,
No, like in the 80s, I guess.
In the 80s, yeah. So actually, he died on March 5th, 2006 at age 70. Interestingly enough, it was labeled suspicious because apparently he was going to testify against a former mobster while he was in jail. And that mobster was being tried for murder. But when they did the autopsy, they said it was natural causes. But who's to say when you're all involved with the mob and stuff? So, yeah. Isn't that insane? It sounds like the real, like a real life, like when they say like jack of all trades, like that's what I picture like an assassin. Is that like they just do what it takes to get the job done, I guess. And that's what makes it so like scary and interesting and spooky.
Yeah.
Because what I was trying to Google, and this is why I was like, I hope I don't get flagged, was like, are assassins still a thing? Like, and they were like, yeah, obviously in the government. I'm like, okay, but like outside of the government, because there are people who become like snipers and marksmen and like are specially trained operatives to do undercover work, you know? So it's like, that's where I was like, my brain was just like being like, what's happening when I was thinking about morals and assassinations and whatnot. So like, this is all too much. Yeah. And that's my research on assassins and surviving assassins.
Interesting. Yeah. I thought that, like, I feel like I've heard of that story.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's because of like the suspicious death at the end.
Yeah. With
I thought he was going to be connected to Whitey Bulger, but doesn't sound like it. It's a different crime family.
Yeah. The one, it said he was in, Richard claimed he was involved with Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance. If that's someone, you know,
yes.
A husband smiling. Is that like a,
that's what James the Irishman Lobster? Is about.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I haven't either, but that's like the one where it's like JFK's people and Jimmy Hoffa. There's like, that's kind of like one of the big like conspiracy, because no one's ever found his body.
Oh.
So it's like, who killed him? Where is he?
So this guy over here off camera, his go-tos are like mobs and robberies and all those kinds of true crime war movies. And I'm like, that's too much history. Like,
to that, yeah, I'm on that side.
Yeah. And I'm like, give me the psych stuff. Give me the stuff where it's like twisted and
Mindhunter.
Like really dark, you know? Even The Flight Attendant, I've been watching that one and that's pretty dark.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Stop laughing. Sorry. It's like a dark comedy, but it also has dark moments. So, but yeah, I'm trying to think of other shows that are like that. You know, we talk about them. They're here and there. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, but Y-O-U. You. So, yeah. Just another day in the in the mind of horrible people. And trying to talk about it. so that we can sleep better at night. The irony.
Yes, for real.
Get it out of our heads.
Get so it out.
Get asleep and have positive thoughts about being badasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dang. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
So fun in like the best way that it can be, you know, in like a productive way. I learned a lot, so much history, and I didn't fall asleep. So that's good.
Yay. We'll get you.
Literally every history class I like ask my friends, like I literally fell asleep. Sorry, teacher. And yeah. And I'm super stoked and proud of your marathon and of our podcast and of our listeners for being so supportive and staying tuned each week, even when we have spring break or Katie runs a marathon. And so there's like little breaks here and there, because guess what? We're real people. And sometimes you don't hear back from your friend for a couple weeks, and that's okay. We're still here.
Exactly.
So
we're back, baby.
Yeah, if you're ever curious, like, hey, what's going on? Check out our Instagram, because we're probably updating you there. We are definitely updating you there of what's the half. So thanks for checking in. If you know a story you want to share or a topic or a movie or whatever, send it to us, listeners. Looks like I'm talking to Katie, but listeners.
We know.
Our email is yournotparanoid@gmail.com. You can also write to us on our website, yournotparanoid.com, or DM us at yournotparanoid, or give us a call.
Leave us a voice. Voice message.
Oh yeah. I was like jokingly like, here's my number, but you're right. anchor.fm/ what is it? YNP podcast.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just YNP. Dang.
YNP for You're Not
It'll
Paranoid,
be in the show. All the links will be in the show notes as well.
So look down there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we appreciate you, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.